Well, good Tuesday evening. Live from Summit High School. The first day of February. Yeah. It's a cold one. Some snow coming over Vail Pass, but maybe here safely, as did the Glenwood Demons girls and boys and all the staff. And we are ready to get underway in just a couple minutes here. This is a big game for the Lady Demons. They are 6-0 in the Western Slope. They have won four straight, but Summit right on their tail at 5-1 in league play, 9-7 overall. They've also won four in a row. So this is an important contest. No gimme here for the Lady Demons. They played well, coming off a 58-33 victory over Palisade on Saturday, where they didn't play their best, but they got it to a great start as they set the tone for the game, outscoring Palisade 23-8 in the first quarter. Sloppy second quarter, better third quarter. A couple girls got into foul trouble, but Glenwood held on for the big win, 58-33. Summit, led by Autumn Rivera. She averages almost 13 points a game. We're going to pause for our anthem. Summit Tigers and the Glenwood Lady Demons. Talking about Autumn Rivera. Rivera, a 5'10 junior, got height, great hops, good defensive player, averaging just under 13 points a game, 42% from the field. That's impressive.
Wow.
And you don't want to foul her because she's almost 80%, 77% from the free throw line. Joslyn Spires right behind her in the Western Slope scoring lead at third with 10.2 points per game. She's 43% from the field. She's the leading, Joslyn, even though she's had her struggles, the leading three-point shooter at 38%. That's tremendous from downtown.
Yeah.
She needs to get more confidence, believe in that shot.
Yeah, there's been a couple times where we were like, oh, just take the shot.
Take the shot, yeah.
And she ends up passing it off or something, but...
Free throw from the free throw line, Joslyn, 63%. Autumn Rivera is the leading rebounder in the league at 8.6 rebounds per game. That's tremendous. Anna Shea is right behind her, 4.8, second in the league. Anna leads is second in the league in blocks. She's got seven total. Kenzie Winder, about four rebounds a game. So rebounds are going to be key. Playing, again, their signature tough defense is going to be important. Our starters for the Summit Tigers, Emily Ketteritz, 5'3 senior. Sarah Pappas, 5'10 senior. Brianna Babich, 5'8 junior. Paula Arredondo, 5'6 junior. And 5'10 junior, Autumn Rivera. For Glenwood, starting tonight, Ella Johnson, a senior. Maya Suarez, Matea Ennewald, Sophia Prieto, and Joslyn Spires. Kenzie Winder will be coming off the bench. It'll be Suarez and Pappas in the opening tip. Lady Demons JB's team lost 36-33. The opening tip won by Glenwood, taken by Spires. Here's Spires with the ball, left wing. Tosses it over to Ella Johnson. Johnson, top of the key, to Joslyn. Spires left wing, looking down low, goes right wing to Matea Ennewald, comes out on the post to get it. Lob pass over to Prieto. Sophia calling for someone to get open. C- Kicks it over to Maya Suarez, right wing. Fakes the three, shoots, drives. Missed the shot, but she's fouled. Almost got the roll.
So that was close to going in.
Almost an and one for Maya Suarez. Arredondo called for the foul.
Suarez at the line for two.
And Maya Suarez at the line for two shots. She had 11 points in the win over Palisades. She knocks down the first free throw.
Well, these free throws are so important, as we've seen over the last couple of games, especially with the Glenwood boys. It was won and lost by the free throws.
And Maya hits them both, so 2-0 Glenwood to start things off. Glenwood again with the press as they start. And Summit, no trouble getting it up the floor. Pappas to Arredondo. Here's a three-pointer by Kitteritz. No, a two-pointer just inside the arc. Kitteritz with a two from about 18 feet. And it ties the game at two. Summit with a zone press. They get up the court to Joslyn Spires. She's a near half court. Crossover dribble. Spires gets a pick from Johnson. Spires crossover dribble in the paint. Drive, shoots, banks it, missed the shot. Rebound taken by Summit. Pulled down by Pappas. Arredondo brings it up as the point. Here's Autumn Rivera. Pass down low to Pappas, banks it, no, knocks it right down. A little 5-foot jumper, good move by Summit. And it's 4-2, Summit. Ella Johnson brings it up, left wing to Prieto. Sophia back to EJ, high post, right side. Pass in the key to Maya Suarez, bobbles it, has to get out of the paint, kicks it out to Johnson. To Spires, top of the key. Kick it over to Prieto. Prieto and a 33-second violation against Glenwood.
I think they're going to call that against Innewald.
Good tough D by Summit. 4-2. Tigers lead it. Problem with the press. Now, I thought Arredondo was going to get it across. She got cut off. She's still in trouble. Now lobs it to Kitteritz, who gets it across the line. There's a near steal by Spires. Battle for it. She's on the floor. Timeout call. Quick timeout. Called by Coach Rhonda Mosier. 6:07 left in the first. 4-2 Summit with the early lead.
We have a unique perspective with this this game being on the floor over here by the corner.
Yeah.
I keep thinking, get out of the way. I can't see.
I know.
they're wearing uniforms. They're allowed to be in the way.
But we've also got to be alert if any loose balls come this way.
I'm ready to jump up and play a little defense myself here.
Yeah. We're at one end of the floor, kind of in the corner. But a clear view. Glenwood ball. They trail 4-2, 6:07 to go, first quarter.
This will give us a little bit, kind of a officiant's perspective.
Yeah.
At least down the baseline here, I can tell you if it's a good call or not, at least.
Yeah, fires into Prieto. We're at the Glenwood end this half. Prieto with a mask goes to Johnson, right wing. Top the key to Suarez. Maya down low to Matea Edewald. Bobbles it, dribbles it, double team, scoop shot. What a shot!
Wow.
Matea Edewald, that was ridiculous.
Just a little underhand, just poke between the defenders.
Split the double team, a little finger roll, and a travel call against Summit. Kitteritz got trapped there as the pressure defense for Glenwood forced the turnover. 4-4, 5:42 to go, first quarter. It was a great shot by Matea. EJ into Spires near half court. She's at the circle. Back to EJ, left wing. Ella top the key to Innewald. Bounce pass down to Suarez. Backing up one-on-one. Turnaround fadeaway. Won't get the bounce. Rebound pulled down by Pappas for Summit. Tied at four. Arredondo brings it up. Stops near the circle. Here's a pass almost picked off. Taken by Babich. Now to Arredondo. One-on-one with Joslyn Spires. Spires gets picked. Spires gets a hand on the ball, almost gets a steal and a turnover. Good quick hands by Joslyn Spires, forcing Arredondo to turn it over out of bounds in front of the Glenwood bench.
Yeah, she just poked that ball enough to where she had to gather it up, and I guess it touched the line.
4-4 score coming up to the five-minute mark here in the first quarter. Ella Johnson brings it up. EJ goes left wing to Spires. Joslyn to Matea Edewald, top of the key. Going down low to Suarez, turnaround jumper. Oh, it rolls off the rim. She had a good spot, but didn't use the sweet spot on the glass, and it rolled off the rim. But a good feed from Matea.
Yeah, she jumped during the shot and kind of had to turn around in the air.
Jumper in the key, doesn't go from 10 feet. ball out of bounds, and it goes out into the hallway. Glenwood ball, 4:36 to go, first quarter. 4-4 our score. Spires inbounding. Goes into Ella Johnson against the zone press. Spires now picks up the speed, lobs it up the court to Prieto, down to Suarez. Suarez double team, back to Prieto. Sophia, top of the key, backs up near half court, calls out a play. Nowhere to go. Summit playing tough D, hands it off to EJ. Johnson can't shake the defender. Johnson smothered there by Ordando. Hands it off to Suarez. Suarez finds a lane, wants the basket, drop step, kicks it out to EJ. EJ in the paint, goes to the free throw line to Suarez, feeds underneath the Prieto, gets double teamed. Loose ball goes to Matei Enewald, tried to shoot it. Ball knocked out of bounds by Summit. Summit's playing great defense. Yeah. And here comes Anna Shea and Kenzie Winder checking in for Ella Johnson and Maya Suarez. So Kenzie will inbound. Kenzie goes into Joslyn. Three-pointer from the left wing. That's off the rim. Barely got the rim. Rebound taken by Anna Shea. Shea back to Spires. Spires in the corner. Lobs it down to Matea. Matea double-team. Muscles it up. Doesn't go. She was fouled. No call, though. Up the floor comes Paula Arredondo. 4-4 score. We've been stuck there for a while. Arredondo high post right side. Spires not giving her any space. Has her back to the defender now. Now flips it over to Autumn Rivera. Rivera down to Pappas. Pappas shoots and rolls off the rim. No good. Rebound. Anna Shea. Good strong rebound by Anna. Foul's going to be called against Summit. Battling for the ball.
Yeah, Shea is so tough underneath on those rebounds.
Just growing by leaps and bounds in terms of maturity and playing her court sense. A freshman.
Yeah, and I'd have to tally it up, but I guarantee you she's leading Glenwood in offensive rebounds. She's the master of second chances.
That's a bad pass intended for Matea Enewald, picked off by Rivera, who was called for that foul, by the way. It's a pass down, knocked away by Matea. Almost got a reach-in foul. Here's a shot put it by Callie Smith, and a three-pointer. Callie Smith from downtown makes it 7-4 Summit. Pass to Shea against the press. Winder up to Prieto. Prieto kicks it over to Shea from the free throw line. Banks it, missed it. Rebound tipped, and it goes to Kenzie Winder. Winder underneath the basket. Double team, has the ball stripped by Arredondo. 7-4 Tigers. 2:45 to go, first quarter. Arredondo left wing to Kelly Duffy. Duffy with the drive, stops, kicks it out to Callie Smith. Another three from the other corner. This time it barely hit the rim. Rebound to Enewald. Fast break up the court to Kenzie Winder. Winder stops left wing. Winder goes to Shea. Back to Winder. Three-pointer left wing. In and out. No good. Oh, rebound taken by Prieto to Shea. Baseline jumper bricked it. She was too far behind the backboard and went off the side of the backboard. 7-4 Summit as the offensive woes continue for Glenwood here in the first. 2:12 to go in the first. Callie Smith right wing. Pass into Rivera with a drive against two defenders. Were they calling for traveling? Yeah. All 3 second violation. Rivera, the leading scorer in the league, scoreless so far.
Credit that to Spires' defense. She's been shutting her down.
Sorensen in, brings it up to Matea Enewald. Matea is going to drive, double team. Oh, she traveled. Yeah, took an extra step, got the shot to go, but she needed an extra step to get to the basket. So Tori Taylor in for Matea Enewald. It's Taylor, Shea, Sorensen, Winder, and Spires. Summit with the ball. Arredondo gets past Winder. Double dribble. Got away with it. Hands it off to Rivera. Goes to Callie Smith. Callie with that long red ponytail. Goes to Arredondo. Picks up the loose ball. Spires swiping at it. Oh, Taylor reaching around, getting a steal. No, it's taken
so
by
close.
Rivera. Sitting from her fanny. Puts up a kicks it out, and a shot put up by Babich. Almost got a sitting assist there, did Rivera.
Yeah.
But the shot didn't go, and out of bounds, Summit ball. 35 left here in the first, 7-4 Summit. Kelly Smith, pass it to Arredondo. Hands it off to Brina Babich, kicks it out to Smith. Bobbles it. Smith guarded there by Sorensen, who gets a steal. Good hands. Brianna Sorensen brings it up. Coming 90 miles an hour. Stops. Lobs it down to Shea. Shea fakes. Double team. And she bounced it off her shin. Oh, they're saying it was last touch by Summit. All right.
Yeah, same red ball.
So Sorensen will inbound the baseline. A minute 16 to go in the first.
I almost got up to chase that ball. But I remembered I've got a headset on. I would have would have been a dog on the chain.
Sorensen into Winder in the corner. Winder right wing. Lobs it to Shea. Shea lobs it down to Tori Taylor. She's fouled. Wanted to take it to the hoop. It's Callie Smith reached in and got her on the arm. Her first. Third team foul. No fouls for Glenwood. So Winder will inbound. Minute 10 left here in the first. Winder goes up top of the key. Almost stolen. Goes to Sorensen. Sorensen drives. Sorensen goes to Shea. To Spires. And lost it out of bounds. Driving along the baseline. Trying to feed her underneath. Glenwood a little out of sorts offensively.
Yep.
Callie Smith inbounding. Glenwood with the full court press. Pass it to Duffy. Duffy up the court to Babich. Duffy's got it nearly stolen by Spires. Almost stolen again. Spires just going after the ball. She wants that ball badly.
And someone had to call the timeout.
Yeah. Coach Kaylee Burns says, let's call a timeout here. 52 seconds left in the first. 30-second timeout. 7-4 Summit.
It's kind of the opposite start for their, you know, their game in Palisade where they had such a big first quarter.
Yeah. Leading scorer, Autumn Rivera, second. Leading scorer is Jamie Karen from Rifle. She's been heating up of late.
Oh, wow.
Almost 16 a game. Rivera, second in the league. Spires, third. 52 seconds left here in the first. 7-4. Lady Tigers as Callie Smith inbounding. She hit that three to break that 4-4 tie. Smith goes into Arredondo. Spires picks her up. Arredondo with a drive. Stops. Shoots. Off the back of the rim. No good. Battle for the rebound. Ends up with Spires, who is just a tiger. Pardon the pun, but she is playing like a tiger. Man. She stripped that ball away and picked up a foul as well. That's against Arredondo. That's her second. So she's going to have to sit.
Yep, she's coming out.
Four team fouls, none for Glenwood. 41 seconds left.
Also checking in for number 22, Jocelyn Brocade.
Rella Sorensen brings it up. Stops left wing, still dribbling. Gets a pick from Shea. Kicks it over to Tori Taylor. Taylor hands it out to Shea at the baseline. Pass goes into Taylor. Taylor drives, shoots off the rim. No good. I mean, off the backboard, no good. Bad position, took a wild shot, hoping to draw a foul.
Number 5,
just not getting good position. Pappas back in for Summit, replacing Kelly Duffy. 7-4 Tigers. Summit ball, pass into Smith. Smith to Ketteritz.
Oh,
and Summit turns it over. Good defense again by Spires, who's just been relentless. 16 seconds left. Another chance for Glenwood to score. It's been like a 5-minute drought for Glenwood. On offense, Spires inbounding baseline. Hands it off to Shea. Shea stops top of the key. Goes to Taylor. Taylor drives. Banks it. Got it. Good feed from Shea to Taylor. And it's 7-6. 2 seconds. 1 second. That'll do it. After one, it's Summit 7. Glenwood Lady Demons 6. This is KMTS. Back to Summit High School. At Farmer's Corner, up to Frisco and Breckenridge. 7-6 Summit leads as we go to the second quarter. Roquet in trouble, double team. Here's a pass picked up by Kenzie Winder. And it's stolen right back by Ketteritz, coming from behind to pick her pocket. And another steal. This one by Sophia Prieto. Took it away from Roquet. Hands it off to Ella Johnson. Johnson drives, stops at the free throw line. Goes to Matea Ennewald. Ennewald to Johnson. Johnson backs up. Maya Suarez back in the game. Here's Prieto. Guarded closely by Roque. Bounce pass to Suarez. Suarez down to Kenzie Winder. Winder trying to muscle her way in. Double team. Kicks it out to Suarez. Fakes the three. Pass to Prieto. Loose ball. Knocked away.
Three-second
violation. Call against Glenn. Boy, Summit's just playing smothering indeed.
I'm surprised that wasn't a foul against Roque. She just kind of plowed over.
Yeah, they're letting some physical play go.
Yeah.
Nick Summit, 7:08 to go, first half.
Such a contrast to the quick whistles we saw in Palisade earlier.
Yeah. Arredondo pass tipped, taken by Babich. Here's a pass tip in the corner, and it's saved but thrown into Glenwood. Taken by Enwall to Johnson to Suarez, lays it up, missed the layup. Too hard off the glass. Rebound taken by Arredondo. She brings it up left side. Glenwood quickly back on defense. Arredondo, right-hand dribble in the circle. One-on-one with Suarez. Jump pass to Ketteritz, right wing. Ketteritz double-teamed. Tries to split the double-team. Call for traveling. In the first game, back in Glenwood on January 11th, it was Glenwood 9, Summit 7, 15-8 second, 6-2 in the third, Glenwood over Summit. 21-7, Glenwood over Summit in the fourth, as they won it 51-24.
Just two smothering defenses going after
each
other.
Yeah. Johnson inbounds it. Gets the pass back from Prieto. 7-6 Summit. Here's Winder, left wing. Anna Shea, top of the key. Down to Enwald. Flips it out to Prieto. Prieto faking the three. Baseline drive. Feeds it underneath to Enwald. Enwald kicks it out to Shea. 18-footer. Brick. Off the rim. No good. Rebound chased down by... No, it's last touch. You're saying last touch by Glenwood. Boy, the shots are not falling for Glenwood.
Well, and They've been kind of off balance, crazy shots. We haven't seen too many, squared up to the basket.
Sorensen in for Prieto. Pass into Arredondo. Met there by Anna Shea. Arredondo stops left wing. It's a pass to Sarah Pappas. Pappas feed underneath to Autumn Rivera. Lays it up and got the foul. Autumn Rivera. That's where she earns her money. Rivera doesn't shoot the three. And that's the first foul called against Glenwood. Matea Enwald picks up her first. Remember, she got into foul trouble and ended up fouling out against Palisade. Her first team foul. And Rivera is 77% from the line. Hits the free throw, makes it a three-point play. It's a 10-6 lead for Summit. Pass into Sorensen. Sorensen stops. Trap there. Now pass over to Ella Johnson. EJ gets it up the court to Anna Shea. Shea goes cross court, lobs it to Sorensen. Sorensen back to Enwald on the post. Trying to go to Shea, and it's picked off by Ketteritz. On the weak side. Another turnover for Glenwood. There's another turnover for Summit. Almost went in the garbage can and goes out into the hallway. 10-6 Summit. Boy. Two field goals for Glenwood. And two free throws. That's it.
Number 15, Jocelyn Spires.
Jocelyn Spires back in after she gets a breather. Enwall comes out. Pass into Ella Johnson. Lobs it to Sorensen. Sorensen half court to Anna Shea. Back to Johnson. Johnson to Kenzie. Kenzie to Spires. Spires top of the key to EJ for three. Won't get the bounce. And off the hand of Anna Shea out of bounds. I mean, ice cold on offense. 5:27 to go in the half. 10-6 Summit.
Well, it's kind of like that rifle game we saw where it just felt like there was saran wrap over the rim or something.
Yeah. Ketteritz smothered there by Spires. Flips it over to Rivera. Rivera with a drive. Stops at the free throw line. Shoots. Got it. Nothing but nets. Autumn Rivera. Now she's starting to heat up. It's a 12-6 lead for Summit. Sorensen almost stepped across the line, and now a foul's going to be called against Summit.
Yeah.
Rivera picks up her second foul. Ella Johnson inbounding, 12-6 Summit. Pass to Joslyn Spires. Spires near half court, lobs it to Anna Shea. Shea waves the ball around, dribbles a couple times with the left hand, kicks it out to Brianna Sorensen, left wing. Sorensen lobs it to Ella Johnson. Ella down to Anna. Anna puts the shoulder down, kicks it out to EJ. Top of the key, three. That's short. Air ball. Inbound. A rebound put back by Kenzie Winder. Bricks it underneath the rim. Unbelievable. Still 12-6 Summit. Glenwood hasn't scored in about 5 minutes. It's like 5 minutes between baskets. Yep. Now we got a foul. Call against Sorensen, her first, team second. Anna Shea comes out. Tori Taylor back in. 4:35 to go in the half, 12-6 Tigers. Rivera inbounding from the scorer's table. Goes backcourt to Arredondo. Left wing to Ketteritz. Ketteritz near half court to Arredondo. Right wing to Rivera. Drives, stops, gets double team and a strip by Ella Johnson. EJ kicks it over to Brianna Sorensen. Sorensen left wing to Ella Johnson. Ella holding on the ball. He's got to get rid of it. Stops at the free throw line. Needs to go somewhere. Lobs it to Kenzie Winder. Winder with a drive in traffic. Lays it up and go! Missed the shot! Are you kidding me?
Such a good drive, too.
Had the sweet spot. Now a turnover by Summit. So threw it into the Glenwood bench. I mean, Kenzie, that's her favorite drive. She loves to drive and scoop it. Just rolled off the rim. There is a lid on it, man. 12-6 Summit. Almost at the half. Unbelievable. Spires inbounds to EJ at half court. Ella picks it up. Goes to Spires. Spires got to start taking some shots here. Joslyn to Tori Taylor in the high post. Waves the ball around. Stops top of the key. Lobs it to Ella Johnson. Johnson down to Kenzie. Kenzie one-on-one. Now it's two-on-one. Kicks it out to Ella as Kenzie falls to the floor. Ella right wing. Hands it off to Taylor. Taylor underhands it to EJ. 3:25 to go. Cross court to Brianna Sorensen. Spires trying to get open. Here's Taylor, top of the key. Goes to Sorensen. 3:12 to go. Kenzie Winder, top of the key. Winder gets a pick. Winder drives. Oh, are you kidding me? She was hacked. Loose ball taken by Tori Taylor in the corner. Pass into Brianna Sorensen. Lays it up. Missed the layup. Unbelievable!
Boy, they're not
this
anything.
Is a so
well,
far Glenwood.
Traveled.
Yep, Glenwood getting shut out here in the second quarter. Another turnover by Summit, and Glenwood just can't capitalize on the errors by Summit. Backcourt pass to EJ.
Yeah, that's the 14th turnover for Summit, but that, as long as they can't get a shot to fall.
Sorensen to Taylor, top of the key. Taylor drives. Now stops. Needs somewhere to go. Hands it off to Spires. Joslyn with a drive. Fell to the floor. Thought she was fouled. Didn't get tripped. Just lost her footing. 12-6 Summit. Arredondo. Pass almost picked off. It is stolen by Brianna Sorensen. Quickly up the court to Spires. No, it's going to go to Johnson. Johnson fakes. Shoots. Blocked by Arredondo out of bounds. She almost traveled. Prieto and Suarez back in for Glenwood. Replacing Winder and Johnson. Boy, who the fuck? Swords at inbounding. Who's going to break the ice here in the second quarter? Lobs it in to Suarez. Suarez kicks it over far corner to Prieto. Sophia backs up, calls out a play. Has to pull the mask down to call it out. Lobs it to Spires. Spires scoreless. Spires between the leg dribble. Drives. Puts up a wild shot. Won't go. Man, oh man. Credit Summit's incredible defense. 2 minutes to go in the half. Glenwood being shut out here. 12-6 Summit. Kelly Duffy, top of the key. Smothered there by Spires. They're going to call Joslyn for a foul.
Yeah, Joslyn has just been all over these guards, and they just have nowhere to go.
It's her first, 13 foul. Lob pass into Duffy. Duffy kicks it out to Callie Smith. Three-pointer all alone. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound tip by Duffy. It's out of bounds. Glenwood ball. I'm just absolutely stunned. Maybe yeah, 44 to go.
They don't have a single basket in the second quarter,
nope.
Do they?
Sorensen brings it up, and she's dribbling into trouble. Gets it across the timeline. Goes to Spires in the far corner ball. Knocked away. Get a reach in there by Kelly Duffy. Knocked it out of bounds. Obviously a great game plan by Coach Kaylee Burns, the Summit Tigers. Spires inbounding at the baseline. Goes into Taylor. Taylor kicks it out to Prieto. Sets up for a three. Atta girl. There it is. At the 127 mark. Sophia Prieto knocks down a three. It's 12-9 Summit. Here's Anna Rivera with a shot from 10. Won't go. Rebound taken by Spires. Quickly, fast break to Sophia Prieto. Summit chasing her down. She stops. Waiting for her teammates. She gets knocked to the floor, and that's a foul. That'll be team foul number six.
Well, I tell you what, I didn't hear a whistle right away, and I almost jumped out of my chair. You've got to be kidding me. She just got tackled down here.
Yeah, right? Foul against Ketteritz. That's her first. 16 foul. Sorensen inbounding for Glenwood at the baseline. A minute 10 to go in the half. Chance to get within a point or maybe tie it. Sorensen into Prieto. Left wing. Sophia. Back it up near top of the key. Lobs it to Sorensen in the near corner. Right in front of us. Lobs it down to Taylor. Ball knocked. That should be a reach over foul against Pappas, but no call. It's over her shoulder. Glenda putting on the press, trying to get the ball back. And Deffy just shakes the defender and beats the double team. Great job of dribbling the ball. Here's Rivera, high post left side. 45 seconds left. Rivera. Carried the ball, hands off to Duffy, puts up a shot off the glass, no good. Rebound taken by Summit, put back, almost went. But a foul called. Rena Babish will go to the line. And Spires picks up her second. Babish at the line for two shots. 38 seconds left in the half, and Glenwood has one basket in this second quarter. Babich hits the first free throw. Babich's second free throw is no good. Rebound up high. Suarez clears it to Spires. 13-9. Summit. Sorensen. Calls out a play. Backs up near half court. Goes to Suarez. Lost it. Got it back. Hands it out to Prieto. Sophia back to Suarez. 20 seconds left. Suarez with a drive. Hands it off to Taylor. Taylor underneath the Prieto. Lays it up. And she draws the foul. She'll go to the line. As Prieto knocked to the floor. And she'll go to the line to shoot two.
You know, at the Palisade game, we were talking about such quick whistles.
Ooh, that's Rivera's third. That's huge. Leading scorer for the Tigers. And she's going to... She'll have to sit for the first few minutes of the third quarter. Prieto's first free throw is no good.
Yeah, they had such quick whistles in that game that they couldn't even get any kind of offensive rhythm. And here it's almost the opposite. They're letting everything go.
Callie Smith in for Rivera with three fouls. Prieto's second attempt. Rolled off the rim, no good. Rebound Suarez. Off her hands out of bounds. And, boy. Can't hit the free throws, can't hit anything from the field. Smith against the press, goes to Duffy, who gets it past the defenders. Ball is tipped, taken by Suarez, but retrieved by Summit. Loose ball ends up knocked out of bounds with 3 seconds left. Glenwood ball. Had one chance to get a desperation shot. And Spires will inbound. Summit. Spires goes to Suarez, back to Spires. Half court's going to have to launch it. Nope. And the Lady Demons held to single digits in the first half. They trail after one half, 12-9. This is KMTS. Back to Summit High School. The Glenwood Lady Demons, their lowest offensive output in a half this season. They trail the Summit Tigers 13-9. The first place Glenwood Lady Demons, 6-0 in league. But Summit's right on their tail at 5-1. But neither team playing really crisp basketball. Glenwood's just gone ice cold on offense. Did not score in the second quarter until the 127 mark when Sophia Prieto knocked down a three. Summit led by Autumn Rivera. Second leading scorer in the league with 5 points all in the second quarter. And then she picked up her third foul with about 30 seconds left in the second. So she had to sit. And she'll have to... I know Ronda Mosier is aware of that. So whoever's one-on-one with Autumn Rivera, drive it.
Yeah, it's going to be in attack mode.
Yeah. For Glenwood, pretty easy stats. Maya Suarez with two free throws in the first quarter. Matea Enewald hit a bucket. Really great basket. Split a double team at the post and the little finger roll. That was a nice shot. That was really the highlight of the until Sophia Pareto hit her three. Tori Taylor knocked down a bucket in the first quarter. They scored 6 to Summit 7. Summit outscored Glenwood 6-3 in that snoozer of a third quarter. And just looking back, you know, over the past games, I'm looking at halftime scores where they've scored 32, 35, 26. You know, so this is really unusual. I mean, they're against Fruita Monument or Vista Peak Prep. That was during the Demon Invitational, and that was a very skilled 5A school. They had 11 points at the half. They came back strong in the second half, so hopefully they'll do the same here against the Summit Tigers in a very important league game.
Well, and I think defensively they're still playing fairly well.
Yeah,
I mean, they've got Summit at 16 turnovers already in the half, as compared to they only have 5 turnovers themselves.
That should translate to at least 10 points.
Right. You would think that it would be an unmatched contest in that situation, but it's just been, I think it's some decent shots that haven't fallen. We've seen a lot of in and outs and roll around the rim and roll out. And then the flip side of that is we've seen some awkward, just kind of desperation launch shots.
Yeah.
You know, either under the basket or not even turned to look at the basket, just kind of jumping and then having to heave the ball up.
Yeah.
And so I think Coach Moser is probably just going to go and talk and say, hey, down low in here, in the paint, you got to settle down. Do a pump fake or go up strong, take the foul. I know they're not calling a whole lot of fouls, but these odd, you know, off-balance heaves just aren't getting us anywhere.
Right.
So
13-9, Glenwood trailing Summit here at halftime. And we notice Reed Swanson is in civvies tonight as the boys out there warming up. Swanee, he rolled an ankle late in the game against Al Saint.
Yeah, he came down, you know, as you often do, you come down on someone else's foot.
Yeah.
And he rolled it pretty hard, and he came out of that game, and the whole time, the whole rest of the game, even during timeouts and that sort of thing, I saw he never put any weight on it again that evening.
And then afterwards, when they went in and got changed, he came out and he had an ice pack on it.
Yeah.
So hopefully he'll be okay. Glenwood will take on get the rematch with Battle Mountain Thursday night. So a quick turnaround, Battle Mountain coming to Glenwood Thursday night.
That'll be an interesting rematch.
Yeah,
you know, we saw them play Battle Mountain earlier, and it was, you know, it was a tale of two free throw lines where we couldn't seem to hit ours, and they couldn't seem to miss. You know, Battle Mountain had the best free throw percentage I've seen,
and they're second only to Steamboat in team free throw percentage.
Wow.
So
yeah, that was a 4-point game by the end of it.
Yeah,
And it easily could have been won from the free throw line. Man, Reese, he's got some hops.
Yeah, he does.
he didn't quite dunk it, but he went up there and finger rolled it, and then went ahead and grabbed the rim.
What to that? Tough, heartbreaking loss to Battle Mountain in a game that they had against Palisade where they, again, missed some clutch free throws. Bryce McLean's going to have a big game tonight.
Yeah.
He usually steps up big. He's 24 points in the loss to Battle Mountain, 13, I believe, in the overtime loss to Palisade.
So I see the coaches over here, Coach Moser and her assistants are already out, but the girls are not back out yet. I think it might have been one of those, you know, and I've pulled this trick before. I don't know if you did this.
Have a senior.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, you girls talk amongst yourselves.
Well, you somebody guys, somebody show some leadership. Somebody get this team fired up. And here they come. The
my guess
come out.
My guess is it might be Kenzie, my designated assistant coach,
or
my student coach.
Yeah, or Spires.
yeah.
Spires is out there. You know, she's probably saying, hey, I'm doing everything I can. I'm busting my tail. Let's.
Yeah.
Match me. Let's go. So, they come out. They're not going to have time to do any kind of warm-ups or anything because they've only got 30 seconds left. But hopefully whatever they said to each other in the locker room there makes a difference.
So Glenwood's going to – and Summit will switch sides. Maybe there's no lid on that other basket.
Yeah. Nobody got up there with the saran wrap on that one.
Yeah. The north end of the gym. So starting the second half, Anna Shea, Jocelyn Spires, Sophia Prieto, Matea Ennewald, and Kenzie Winder will inbound the ball. Here we go. Into Kenzie Winder. Winder to Shea, back to Winder, drives, lays it up.
Nice.
There it is. Nice feed from Anna Shea to Kenzie Winder.
Nice little give and go. Good way to start the half.
13-11 Summit. There's a pass far side to Ketteris. There's a steal by Jocelyn Spires. Spires racing to the hoop. She'll take it. She'll lay it up. She's fouled. She got knocked to the wall. Ooh, Jocelyn.
Ooh, slid into the pad.
Yeah. And helped up by Anna Shea and Sophia Prieto. The third foul against Arredondo. That's big. Arredondo and Rivera both with three fouls.
Okay, she is shooting. There for a minute they had her at the sideline. Yeah. I thought that's got to be a shooting
foul.
Yeah,
please. Chance to tie it up here. Jocelyn at the line. First free throw. Off the back of the iron. And Spires still scoreless. Chance to get within one here. Second free throw is no good. Up the side of the rim. Rebound taken by Summit. Pulled down by Babich. Here's Arredondo. One-on-one with Spires. Spires with quick feet. Here's Rivera left wing. Pass down to Pappas. Pappas tries.
Nice.
Blocked by Anna Shea.
Nice
good.
Anna,
her eighth block of the season to lead the Western Slope.
That was just all ball. Just cupped it right there. Just almost
great
almost
instincts.
Hauled it in.
Pass out of bounds. Lob pass. They're going to call a foul against Prieto. They're not calling it. She passed it. That was a shot.
She wasn't shooting.
No, she passed the ball. They're giving her two. Oh, please.
That was her trying to receive the pass.
Yeah.
She didn't even have a chance.
But they're at the line for two.
Oh, my goodness.
Please. She makes it. Fouls against Prieto are first. Each team with one. Second free throw from Rivera rattles in. That was too much. Shea into Winder. Gets the press. One-on-one with Arredondo. Picks it up. Goes to Shea. Shea in a wall. Top of the key. Back to Shea. Stops top of the key. Lobs it in the near corner to Prieto. Prieto dribbles around. Gets around the pick. Pass down to Ennewald. Loses the ball between her legs. And the ball picked up by Rivera for Summit. 15-11 Summit. Glenwood has never led. Babich, her pass thrown out of bounds. And a nice save by my partner Keith Harris. Good hands there.
I'm on the spot. I'm ready.
Kenzie Winder right in front of us. Lobs it into Jocelyn Spires. Back to Kenzie.
Well, I think the only lead Glenwood has was they had the first free throws.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep. Spires down to Shea, posting up, dribbles. Kicks it over to Ennewald. Jump shot from 10, won't go. Rebound tip taken by Shea. Shea back to the hoop. Get it up there. There you go. Anna Shea with her first bucket. And it's 15-13 Summit. And that ball almost thrown out of bounds. Arredondo has it, one-on-one with Spires. Guarding her closely. Giving her a little bit of space. It's a drive by Rivera in the paint. Shot is blocked by Ennewald. Loose ball taken by Anna Shea. And Shea is fouled, trying to pass the ball off. Great block by Ennewald. Good hands by Shea. So Coach Mosier wants her two bigs in there.
That's her first and the team's.
Yeah, Shea's a little lankier, but Ennewald is just tough inside. She doesn't let anybody drive the paint uncontested.
15-13 Summit. 6:02 to go, third quarter. Winder into Spires, back to Kenzie. Baseball pass up the court to Matei Anawad. Lays it up. Missed the layup alone. Shea gets the rebound. And trying to go back to the hoop, they say she was fouled on the floor. How is that possible when the one down here?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Follow the science.
But that's the yeah.
That's my new saying. Follow the science. It's
don't get me started.
Okay. Sorry. Pappas called for the foul. Second pass into Anna Shea. Kicks it out to Anawal to Winder. Winder for three. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Arredondo. Arredondo brings it up. 15-13. Subtle crossover to Spire. Stays right with her. Here's a pass to Smith. Smith with a baseline drive. Kicks it out to Rivera from the free throw line. Off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Shea. Shea quickly pass up the court to Sophia Prieto. Prieto will lay it up. Off the glass. Missed the shot. Rebound taken by Anawal. Anawal in the corner. Double team. Needs help. Gets it to Shea, right wing. Spires calling for it. Shea in the corner. Lobs it down to Anawald. Double teamed. Back to Anna Shea for three. Off the rim, no good. Ill-advised shots. 15-13. Summit, 5:12 to go in the third quarter. Arredondo. One-on-one with Spires. Oh, that looked like a travel. They're going to call a foul as Babbage put her shoulders down and went headstrong into the basket. Drew the foul. And Anawald picks up her second.
Yeah, like I said, she's just not going to let you go into the paint uncontested. She steps in front of it, gets her hands up.
Marina Babich, 5'8 junior at the line. First free throw is good.
Checking back in for Brooklyn, number zero, Ella Johnson.
Ella Johnson back in. Anawald out. 16-13 Summit. They're just keeping Glenwood at arm's length. Babbitt's second free throw is in and out. No good. Rebound Shea. Shea to Spires. Spires to Johnson. Down to Torrey Taylor. Taylor, double team. Pivots. Kicks it out to Shea, right wing. Shea to Winder. Winder with a drive. Reverse layup. Nope. Air ball. Loose ball out of bounds. Last touch by Glenwood. Yeah, those shots aren't going to fall.
That's what I was saying. It's just kind of a wild shot, just kind of heaving it up.
16-13 Summit, 4:40 left in the third. Arredondo, one-on-one with Johnson. Johnson gets around the picks, picked up by Spires. Long pass to Kelly Duffy. Duffy to Arredondo at the circle. Pass to Rivera, one-on-one with Torrey Taylor. Arredondo, right wing. Arredondo dribbling around. Spires staying right with her. Now Johnson comes to double team. Here's a three-pointer by Duffy. In and out, no good. Almost went in. Here's a rebound there. Taken by Taylor. She got hammered there into the board. Kicks it out to Johnson. Summit quickly back on defense. Pass up the court to Winder. Wrap around pass to Anna Shea. Shea kicks it out to Johnson, right wing. 3:59 to go, third quarter. 16-13 Summit. Here's Spires, left wing. Lobs it down to Anna Shea in the paint. Kicks it out to Kinsey Winder. 3 seconds. Called against Shea.
3 second violation. Ball to Summit.
That's just a kind of a freshman mistake.
Yeah. She was at the top of the key there, kind of at the free throw line. It was maybe 1 foot in, 1 foot out, I guess.
Arredondo has it near the circle. One on one with Ella Johnson. Rivera to Arredondo. Took a jump stop. Here's a shot by Callie Smith. 2-pointer good. 18-13, Callie Smith. 5-point lead for the Summit Tigers. Joslyn Spires, top of the key. Royo on the ball up and down. Now they're in the circle, picks it up. One-on-one with Kelly Duffy. Pass to Torrey Taylor. Back to Joslyn Spires, who lays it up. Got it. Joslyn Spires with the first bucket. It's a big one. 18-15. Every bucket's big. 18-15 Summit. Rivera at the free throw line. One-on-one with Shea. No contest. Here's Callie Smith. Smith to Arredondo, left wing. Pass knocked away. Almost was taken back by Arredondo. Jump shot from the free throw line. Banks it. Missed the shot. Rebound. Pulled down by Rivera. Wants to go back to the hoop. She traveled. Put up a shot. No good. Rebound taken by Torrey Taylor. Strong board by Torrey. Goes over to Joslyn Spires. Spires up the right side. Spires tops. Here's the tie. A three-pointer off the rim. No. It's saved by Torrey Taylor. Loose ball taken by... It is... Oh, looked like it was off of Kelly Smith's hands, but it's... Summit ball out of bounds. Now that game, that three-pointer would have sent the Glenwood bench to their feet, but just a little short. Shea comes out for a breather. Maya Suarez in for her. Spires also out.
Sorensen comes in.
18-15 Summit. 2:37 left in the third. Redondo goes left wing to Ketteritz. Ketteritz, now they go to Rivera. They work it around. She gets trapped there. They call her for traveling. Good defense by Maya Suarez and Ella Johnson. Now can Glenwood convert?
Yeah, that's the 18th turnover. Now Glenwood just has to do something with it offensively.
Sorensen in to Ella Johnson. EJ one-on-one with Arredondo. Left wing to Kenzie Winder. Winder, top of the key to Torrey Taylor. Taylor down to Suarez. Suarez, double team. Pivots, shoots. Missed the shot. Unbelievable. Rebound taken by Pappas for Summit to Arredondo. Arredondo drives. Jump stop. Shoots it. Missed it. Rebound. Rivera. Put back. Good. Rivera with her third field goal. 20-15 Summit. Sorensen to Kenzie Winder. Winder down to Johnson in the paint. Puts up a wild shot. No, I mean, she was just smothered there by Rivera. Had no chance of making getting that shot to go. Minute 40 to go in the third. 20-15 Summit. Here's Ketteritz left wing. Lob pass down to Pappas. Pappas in the corner. Goes to Rivera. Jump shot from 10. Good. Out of Rivera. 22-15. Summit's biggest lead. Sorensen. I'm not sure where she was going. Trying to lead Torrey Taylor?
Yeah, she was trying to lead Torrey Taylor, but she threw it, you know, almost like an alley-oop as if Torrey Taylor could somehow.
So Taylor out. Shea back in after a quick breather. Minute 19 left in the third. Summit leads 22-15. Kenzie Winder inbounding to Ella Johnson. Johnson puts up a shot and draws a foul.
Yep, she's shooting too.
EJ scoreless.
Callie Smith, that's her second.
Callie Smith picks up her second.
Ella Johnson for two.
First free throw off the rim. Boy, free throw has been atrocious.
Yeah, they're what, 2 for 7 so far?
Second attempt is good.
There you go.
22-16 Summit. Minute 17 left. Glenwood with the press. Pass to Rivera. Rivera to Ketteritz. He's still having a cross ball. Tipped and in the hands of Anna Shea. Good job by Suarez to tip that ball. Shea to Sorensen. Lob pass down to Suarez. Bad pass out of bounds. Good grief. Minute 3 left in the third. They just can't convert.
Yep.
Ketteritz to Callie Smith. Double team there. Oh. And Kenzie Winder jabbing at the ball, knocks it out of bounds.
I'm surprised they didn't call that a foul.
I know. I was waiting for the, the fist to go up.
Yeah.
Pass into Arredondo.
This crew is letting a lot of contact go.
Here's Rivera. Ball almost stolen by Suarez. Rivera gets it back. Here's Smith back to Rivera at the free throw line. Pulling the ball over her head. Dribbles, drives, shoots. Unbelievable. She just muscled that up over Anna Shea. 24-16, their biggest lead, 28 points. Sorensen to Winder. Winder, right wing, almost traveled. Here's Johnson. Johnson finds a lane, now kicks it out to Sorensen, calls out a play, 22 seconds left. Sorensen with a drive. Sorensen bounce pass, threw it away, right into the hands of Autumn Rivera. This is by far the worst game I've seen the Lady Demons play. There's a pass from out of bounds. Glenwood ball. Another turnover by Summit, but Glenwood just cannot take advantage of the Summit errors. 8 seconds left.
Yeah, that's 20 turnovers for Summit. More turnovers than Glenwood has points.
Sorensen with 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Shea, fadeaway jumper. Brick, back of the rim. 24-16 Summit as we go to the fourth. This is KMTS. The Ventures wipeouts our music here in between the third and the fourth quarter. Summit just about wiping out Glenwood offensively. They outscored Glenwood 11-7 in that third quarter. Tigers lead 24-16, their biggest lead of the night. Callie Smith inbounding for the Tigers. Goes in to Ketteritz. Ketteritz right wing. Stops, hands it off to Smith. Here's Arredondo. And a steal by Matea Enwald, battling for the ball. Jump ball call, possession goes to Glenwood.
That was a tough play by Matea. Just not letting her go anywhere, getting a hand in there, and then just scooping it out and saying, okay, fine, I'll fall on it.
Spires gets the inbounds pass.
Almost like a fumble drill.
Yeah. Spires, top of the key. Goes to Kenzie Winder, right wing. Winder to Anna Shea, top of the key. Lob pass down to Edelwald, the paint. Puts it up, puts up a shot. Left-handed shot, got it.
And she
little
got
scoop
it.
Shot from Matea Edelwald and the harm.
Another little underhand scoop shot. Just kind of reaches around the defender and just rolls it off that finger.
Pappas called for her third. Fifth team foul. And it's 24-18. Babbage in for Summit. Enwald at the line. Making a three-point play. And she does. 24-19 Summit. Arredondo brings it up left side. Now goes cross court. Spires stays with her. Now here's Enwald. Or Winder picks her up. Puts up a bad shot. Battle for it. And Winder got the rebound but fell out of bounds. Winder with good defense there, blocking that baseline jumper. Ketteritz inbounding for Summit. Winder guarding the inbounds pass. Ketteritz goes in to Duffy. One-on-one with Prieto. Hands it off to Arredondo. Drives against two defenders. Puts up a shot blocked by Anna Wall. They're going to call foul. On the floor.
No.
Edelwald picks up her third. So Arredondo with the line for two shots. Paula Arredondo, first free throw is good. Nothing but nets. Again, free throw is going to make the difference. It's Arredondo's first point. 25-19 Summit.
Yeah, Summit is 6-for-7 from the free throw line.
Second free throw is off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Winder, taken by Spires. Spires up the right side, stops top of the key, drives, little jump stop, puts up a shot, drew the foul, no call. What? Loose ball on the floor, taken by Summit. Man, there's so much contact, they're just letting it go. Arredondo's got the ball for Summit. Oh, nice pick. Oh, we're going to call a foul against Jocelyn Spire. No. Offensive foul? No. Spire's called for the foul. She just drove into.
Just ran over that.
Ketteritz. Spires picks up her third. Pass into Kelly Duffy. One on one with Prieto. Duffy. Bounce pass to Ketteritz. Baseline drive goes through the key to Arredondo. Brings it back out. Top of the key. Ketteritz, bounce pass to Rivera, one-on-one with Matea Enwald. She gets double-teamed, and Matea Enwald reaching in there, ties her up, and jump ball. Possession goes to Summit. 25-19 Summit, 6:30 left in the game. Glenwood 6-3-7, they're scoring output in the three quarters. Arredondo, top of the key. Duffy, left wing. Duffy lobs it to Ketteritz, right wing. Top of the key to Arredondo. Lobs it to Babbage. Babbage chooses her pass. Picked off by Jocelyn Spires. If Babbage comes from behind to reach around, knocks the ball loose. Ball out of bounds. Summit playing just as aggressive on defense as Glenwood. Pappas in for Summit, replacing Duffy.
Yeah, I think the biggest difference is some of Rivera's shots are falling.
Spires inbounding.
Glenwood just can't get anything to.
Goes to Prieto. Coming up on the 6-minute mark here in the game. Pass to Spires, left wing. Jocelyn holding on to the ball. He's got to get rid of it. Goes down to Anna Shea in at the free throw line. Shea driving. Shea shoots and scores. Nice little baseline move and got it to go. Her second basket. 25-21. Lady Demons within four. And we've got a a foul called against Sophia Prieto, her second 15 foul. Redwood calls timeout. 5:46 to go in the game. They trail by four. It's not out of reach, but some shots better start falling. It's a full timeout. We'll take a break. This is KMTS. Summit High School. Between Frisco and Breckenridge off of Highway 9 on a cold first day of February. 25-21.
Which Summit with the lead.
Which sounds like a halftime score.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Just defensive on both sides, but you combine that with Glenwood's inability to make a shot.
5:46 remaining in the ballgame. Lady Demons' last lead was when they hit a couple of free throws in the first quarter. Long time ago. Kenzie Winder will inbound. No, it's Summit ball out of bounds. As Ketteritz will inbound from the Glenwood bench. Need a turnover here. Need some buckets. Duffy's got it. One-on-one with Spires. Gets it up the court to Arredondo. Arredondo alert with the ball. Top of the key to Rivera. Lobs it down to Pappas. Pappas jump shot from 10. That's a brick. Rebound taken by Duffy. Shot is blocked by Shea. Here's Prieto with the ball at half court. Got it. Gets it down to Innewald. Hands it off to Prieto, who lays it up. Missed the shot. Bricked it. Rebound. Loose ball taken by Winder. Winder has got it. Kicks it out. Three-pointer. Prieto off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Summit. And ball knocked out of bounds as Arredondo is chasing it down. 25-21 Summit. 5:05 to go in the game. Glenwood continues with the press. Summit has no problem with it. Here's Kelly Duffy. High post right side. Gets a pick from Ketteritz. Goes top of the key. Rivera lost the ball. Got it back near half court. Rivera left wing to Arredondo. Arredondo picks it up. Ball knocked away by Spires. He gets the steal. Jump ball call. Possession goes to Glenwood. Spires helped up to her feet by Autumn Rivera.
That's the fourth steal for Spires. She's in there just poking at it, and anytime they bobble it at all, she's all over it.
Winder into Spires. 4:40 to go in the game. Lady Demons trail by four. Spires top of the key. Spires with a drive. Spires, it's knocked to the floor and a foul. And it'll send Joslyn to the line for two shots. Duffy called for the foul, her first team foul number six.
She missed her first two free throws earlier.
She has 2 points.
They're only 4 for 9 from the free throw line so far.
Atrocious. Summit Students making some noise. Spires. Doesn't let it bother. Knocks down the first free throw. Lady Demons within three. Duffy comes out. Babbage back in for Summit. Joslyn. Next free throw. Got it. Swish. And the Lady Demons within 2 points. Why does that sound so insurmountable? The way that it's just every point is so hard to come by. Glenwood with the press. And it's almost stolen by Winder. Almost got the pick.
So, yeah, Winder and Spires have a very similar play style. In that
yes.
They just both have a motor that will not quit.
Reckless abandon. Prieto guarding the ball closely. Ketteritz in trouble and gets it to Rivera. They don't have it across yet. Arredondo's got it. Splits the double team. Kind of put an elbow around Winder to get past her. And Arredondo traveling. Just tripped up. She dribbled into traffic. Here's Glenwood's chance to tie it or take the lead. No press this time for Summit. Pass into Winder. Back to Ella Johnson. 4:15 to go in the game. EJ, top of the key. Bounce pass to Innewald. Innewald hands it off to Winder. Winder lays it up, and we're tied!
There you go.
Nice give and go from Matea to Kenzie. Tied at 25. 4 minutes to go in the game. Summit have a little trouble getting the ball across the court. They get it up. Here's the ball knocked away by Anna Shea. They're trying to feed Pappas at the block. And Anna Shea, getting those long arms out there, knocked it away. And Glenwood's starting to feel like they're making a comeback here.
Yeah.
Girls jumped off the bench. They're cheering. It's a 30-second timeout. 3:54 to go in the game. Tied at 25. My goodness.
Their points finally outnumber the number of turnovers for Summit.
Yeah.
They have 25 points. Summit has 23 turnovers. I mean, that's incredible to me. That normally when they have this kind of turnover imbalance, because, I mean, Glenwood's only at 8.
Yeah.
So they've got three times as many turnovers that they forced. They've got, I don't know, 9 steals in this game. And how that hasn't translated into points has been dumbfounding. It's just incredible.
Glenwood has outscored Summit this fourth quarter, 9-1. So defense has kept them in the game. And finally hitting some big baskets, running the offense instead of getting those awkward shots.
Yeah. That give and go has been working for them.
25-25. Isn't that a song? In the year 25-25. Yeah. That was like a 1966 hit. 3:54 to go in the game. 25 all. Summit ball out of bounds. Callie Smith, who hit the only threes for the Tigers, inbounding here right near our table in the corner. Winder guarding the inbounds pass. Rivera trying to post up. Pass into Babich in the corner. In trouble. Goes to Arredondo. Bobbles it. Johnson guarding her. Arredondo, Johnson staying right with her. Here's Callie Smith. Ball knocked away, almost taken back. Here's a steal by Johnson Spires. Spires takes it, goes underneath the Winder. Winder at the baseline. Goes underneath the Shea. Shea kicks it out to... Here's Johnson, top of the key, three-pointer. Off the rim, no good. Johnson Fetter. Battle for it under the basket by Ennewald. And...
they're going to call Rivera. A white ball.
And it is Summit ball. Oh, man. Glenwood girls would have jumped to the ceiling if she'd knocked down that three. 3:24 to go. Again, Glenwood with the press. Arredondo double team. She's trapped. She loses the ball. It is last touch by Winder.
Keep marking, Ron. Keep marking.
3:21 to go in the game. Tied at 25. Autumn Rivera inbounding. Lobs it up the court to Arredondo. Arredondo. Met there by Shea. She backs it up high post right side. Pass to Rivera. Almost stolen. And it is stolen by Shea, by Spires. Chase down. Johnson wants it. Jump ball called. Possession. Again, a fumble drill there as a couple of players left some skin on the court. Possession goes to Summit.
It goes back to that tenacity of Spires.
Yeah.
Amy Bobble, and she's right all over you.
3:09 to go in the game. Tied at 25. Smith to Arredondo. One-on-one with Johnson. EJ stays with her. Give her a little bit of space. Now poking at the ball. Arredondo, crossover dribble. Stops. Lobs it to Smith. Callie Smith with a drive. Bounce pass underneath to Rivera. Tried to muscle it up. Blocked! They're going to call a foul against Jocelyn Spires. And Rivera is solid from the free throw line. Spires picks up
15,
her fourth. Each team with 6. And Autumn Rivera, a 77% shooter. First free throw, perfect.
Yep. Makes her 4 for 4.
Rivera's second free throw is in and out, no good. Rebound, Anna Shea, big board. 1 point, not a steal! Taken away from Spires as Arredondo comes up with it. Oh my goodness. That's a huge turnover there. 26-25 Summit, 2:40 left in the game. Here's Rivera. Rivera picks it up. He is stolen by Spires. Spires splits the double team. She'll take it all the way. She will lay it up. Got it! And Glenwood has the lead! And we got a Summit player down. Hit the floor hard. I'm not sure. Is that Babich? No. Kelly Duffy.
It must
I can't tell.
Pappas. Yeah, it's got to be Pappas.
And Spires, she just fell awkwardly after Spires made that. That was a tough layup because she was pretty close to the basket. Her momentum was taking her that direction, and she was kind of on the backboard, but got it off the glass and in. Now the concern is it is Pappas helped up to her feet. She appears to be okay, walking off on her own. She just came down awkwardly and went into the wall. The Glenwood Lady Demons lead for the first time since they hit those free throws way back in the first quarter.
Since the first 60 seconds of the game.
Golly. Jocelyn Spires, the steal and the layup.
Yeah, she has six steals in this game. She is just all over the place.
2:29 to go in the game. I should say regulation. Wind her out for a breather. Prieto is in for Glenwood. Summit ball, pass into Arredondo to Callie Smith. Stops, goes to Arredondo. Dribbles to the other side. Johnson's swiping at the ball. Pass to Duffy, guarded there by Spires. Duffy with a drive. Stops, hands it off to Rivera, loses the ball, gets it back. Fell to the floor, and a steal by Prieto. Prieto to Enewald, back to Prieto. Need to protect the ball here and get play it smart and get a good basket. Under 2 minutes to go, 27-26, Glenwood. Johnson, right wing. EJ drives, hands off to Anishe. She at the baseline, double team. She's fouled on the floor. It's a one and one. Wait, you call an offensive foul?
I think
he called an offensive foul.
I think he called a double dribble.
Well, he was pointing to the floor like the foul was on the floor. So that,
yeah.
Okay.
That's one of the disadvantages of our perspective. You can't see through all the bodies what exactly happened.
It's a 30-second timeout called by Summit. 27-26 Glenwood with the one-point lead. With under 2 minutes to go. Forgot to write the time down. What is this countdown clock nonsense?
I know, and I almost said, with only 16 seconds left to go in the game, what?
If Carl Ciani ever, if he's ever running the clock and does that 30-second countdown, I'm going to go over there and just smack him around. I'm kidding, Carl. But we will have words.
Yeah, as you say.
Minute 51 to go.
You'll verbally smack him around.
Yes, Carl's one of our sponsors, so I can't. Callie Smith inbounding for Summit. At the baseline goes into Duffy. Double team back to Smith. Smith picked up there by Prieto. They're in trouble. They're going to run out of time. Duffy's got it. That's a 10-second violation.
Traveling
against Summit. Minute 41 to go. And a 30-second timeout call by Coach Ron Mosier.
Turnover number 26.
Keep it here. A minute 41 to go. 30-second timeout called by Glenwood.
It will be a
1-point lead for the Lady Demons. Oh, my.
I'm paying attention. Are you?
This is.
I'm into this one.
This is fun, isn't it?
It is. This is.
I told you basketball is fun.
Well, and honestly, the all season long, the girls varsity team has been a joy to watch, and it's been because of this smothering, tenacious defense.
Yeah. And the boys have been giving us some entertaining games.
Oh yeah, I mean that game in Palisade was right to the wire.
I just love to watch the kids play. It's you know, been doing it for a long time, and it's just a lot of fun. All right, here we go. 27-26. Glenwood with the lead, and Summit ball out of bounds. Seems to be a little confusion here. Smith comes out.
Yeah, too many white jerseys.
Oh, it's Glenwood ball. Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. Ella Johnson at the baseline, because they forced that turnover, that traveling. So Summit's going to play some tough D here. Inbounds pass to Enewald in the corner to Spires, left wing. Smart shots here. Spires crossover dribble. Spires behind the back dribble. Lobs it to Anishe. Shea kicks it out to Prieto. And they're going to force Summit to foul here. Prieto picks it up, goes to Shea, right wing. Shea waving the ball around, dribbles around. Gets it out of trouble, goes to Spires. Spires a minute 15 and a foul there on Kederitz. That'll send Jocelyn Spires to the line for 1-1. These are, shall I say, critical? Needless to say, Jocelyn Spires hit her last two.
Yeah, she's shooting 50%. She's 2 for 4.
Minute 15 left, a 1-point lead. Here's the front end of the 1-1. Here we go. Buries it. Nothing but nylon, baby. A 2-point lead. And Matea Enewald is going to try and get position in case she misses. Spires taking her time, ignores the noise, and buries the second one, a 3-point lead. 29-26. Leonard continues with the press. Summit baffled. Not sure what to do. Arredondo picked
double
it up. Double dribbled.
Double dribble. Oh, my goodness.
Spires, great defense, forced the double dribble. Timeout. Glenwood. Minute 9 to go in regulation. 29-26. Lady Demons with the lead. It's a full timeout. We'll take a break. This is KMPS. 1 minute, 9 seconds left in regulation. Glenwood leads by 3 after Joslyn Spires, scoreless in the first half, has been clutch here in the fourth quarter with 4 free throws and a steal and a layup. Has 8 points on the night. 29-26. Glenwood with the lead. Glenwood ball out of bounds after forcing Arredondo to double dribble. And that, we'll see what Coach Mosier called for with a 3-point lead. Spires inbounds to Ella Johnson. EJ, Arredondo reaching in there. EJ backs it up. Bounce pass to Spires, top of the key, under a minute to go. Here's Prieto, top of the key. Stops, picks it up, goes to EJ, top of the key. EJ is fouled. And 2 shots for Ella Johnson. Arredondo picks up her 4th. Kelly Duffy in for Babich. Arredondo's 4th. Ella Johnson at the line for a 1-1. First free throw. In and out, no good. Rebound taken by Summit. 51 seconds. Arredondo almost lost it. Prieto guarding her closely. Arredondo gets it up the court to Ketteritz. Ketteritz to Pappas at the block. Picked up by Innewald. Throw a ball, thrown away, out of bounds. As they're trying to feed Ketteritz. Going to the baskets. And Pappas threw it away. Pappas threw it away. Timeout Summit. 37 seconds left. A full timeout. 29-26 Glenwood. They have the ball when we come back. This is KMPS. Welcome back to Summit High School. 29-26, Glenwood with the lead. They have the ball out of bounds at the Summit end. After forcing that turnover, Summit called that timeout. They're going to probably foul right away unless they get a steal. And a pass into Ennewald, and she gets back. That only took 2 seconds off the clock, and it's a 1-1 for Matea Ennewald. Pappas picks up her 4th. 29-26.
Well, Innewald only has 1 free throw in the game on an and one, so she made that one. So
Matea, first free throw. Yes, ma'am.
There it is.
How about it? Matea, clutch. Gives Glenwood a 4-point lead, a little bit of breathing room. That's like, you know, getting out of your own
end zone. Yeah.
Giving yourself a little breathing room. And a Wald's 2nd free throw. Here's the bonus. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Smith. 4-point lead for Glenwood. Smith, 1-on-1 with Spires. Don't foul. Here's Duffy. Duffy smothered there by Prieto. Back to Smith. She'll launch a 3. What's the call?
Call it a timeout.
Timeout.
Yeah. Timeout Summit.
Otherwise, that shot goes off the backboard, out of bounds. It's Glenwood ball.
Yeah, it hit the side of the backboard.
25 seconds remaining.
It's going to be a full timeout.
Full timeout. Take a break. 30-26 Glenwood. Can they hold on? This is KMPS. 25 seconds remaining in regulation. Glenwood hanging on to a 4-point lead over the Summit Tigers, looking to stay undefeated in league play. It has not been easy. It's been a struggle all night. And it's put my blood pressure through the roof.
Well, and the lead has been generated through good free throw shooting.
Yeah. When it really counted.
We've had Spires make her last 4. Johnson's made 1. Ennewald made 1.
Rivera has been the top scorer tonight. He's got 14 points to lead all scorers. Summit has the ball. Arredondo right in front of us, guarded there by EJ. Bounce pass knocked away by Etowah. Loose ball. Battle for it. Fumble drill. Goes to Glenwood.
Glenwood.
Possession. Glenwood.
Nice. Etowah had a nice poke. Then it bounced off of Johnson, and then all three of them fell on the ball.
Yeah, it's going to be Prieto inbounding. On the sideline here, the Summit end goes into Spires. Spires gets fouled right away. They don't call it. And a steal by Duffy. Turnaround jump shot. No good. Rebound taken by Spires. She's getting knocked to the floor. Oh, man. What the? She got shoved to the floor.
Yeah.
They didn't blow the whistle. She was fouled right away. But they let it go. Arredondo inbounding. 13 seconds left. Don't foul. Don't foul. Smith backs up for a three. Banked it, missed it. Rebound, Anna Shea. That should do it. 7 seconds, and Shea is fouled before she could dish it off to Spires. Anna Shea will go to the line. 6 seconds left. Glenwood's going to survive.
Yeah, Smith tried to do a little acting job on that three-point shot there. She fell down as if she had gotten knocked over trying to draw that three-shot foul.
The ref was having none of it.
Yeah.
Double bonus now for Anna Shea.
Well, they haven't been calling a lot of fouls, but at least they've been not calling a lot of fouls on both sides of the
Anna
court.
Anna Swish on the first free throw. She's got 5 points on the night. Some big blocks, some big rebounds. 5-point lead. Second free throw, perfect. Nothing but net. 32-26. Glenwood still pressing with a 6-point lead. Turnaround, 3-pointer, no looker. And that will do it. 32-26. Glenwood literally survives a scare from the Summit Tigers. They escape the Summit cage, the Tiger cage, with a few scratches, but they get the win. 32-26, the final. The totals after this on KMTS. Back to Summit High School. Let's see if we can maybe catch Coach Ron Mosher's attention as Glenwood survives a scare from the Summit Tigers, but they come away with a victory. 32-26. Just gave Kenzie Weiner the thumbs up on a great effort. Yeah, here she comes. Let's see if we can get her attention here. 32-26 as Glenwood stays perfect, 7-0. In league play. Well, Coach Mosher, we don't get many chances to. You can take that off.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. We don't get too many chances to visit with you, but.
Wow.
My heart rate is just starting to come down a little bit.
Mine as well. I almost went into cardiac arrest, I think, tonight.
32-26. Lady Demons win it to stay perfect, but Summit gave you all you could have. They matched
Absolutely.
You defensively. Offensively, sloppy for both teams. But they were able to match your efforts.
Yeah, I give kudos to Summit. They played an awesome game today. They had a great game plan coming in. We had a really difficult time executing offensively tonight. We weren't hitting a lot, and you know, we just couldn't catch a break. And then, you know, I told the girls at halftime, like, this is where good teams separate themselves. You got to come out. You got to forget about the first half, and you got to come out and play. And so I'm really proud of them. Honestly, in the end, this is a great game for us to be able to be in this situation, to play in a tight game, yeah. And have to have them, have some composure.
I noticed you came out first at second half. Did you have one of your senior girls, maybe Kenzie, say a few words?
Yeah, I wasn't super happy at halftime, uh-huh. Honestly. And I kind of let them think through.
Okay.
You know, we talked a lot about – you know, we can't always be their cheerleaders. You know, we can coach, we can put them in position to be successful, but ultimately it's up to them. They have to make a decision on whether or not they're going to work really hard and work as a team.
You're going to have those nights where the shots, I mean, you had some open looks in that first half. They just weren't falling.
No, and then even like from the free throw line, I don't know what we ended up, but it wasn't good. I mean, thankfully we hit them at the end when it counted, but yes, I mean, we weren't hitting our free throws. We just really were pretty cold. For us to have 9 points in the first half, it was, you know.
But I noticed the intensity never dropped.
I don't think they stopped trying, that's for sure. No, they didn't stop trying, and I was proud of them for not panicking. You know, they We could have fell apart the second half, especially going into the third quarter, what we were down by...
Eight or five.
Yeah, so they had a good lead on us, and I think we did a good job just kind of keeping our nose to the grind, executing, and, yeah, I'm just grateful we got the win. But, yeah, I'm really, really proud of that Summit team. They've made huge strides, and they really put a test to us for sure today.
Yeah. Well, congrats on the win.
All right, thank you so much. I appreciate you all being here.
Yeah, finally get a home game on Thursday.
Yes,
right?
We're home.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, right. We'll see you all Thursday.
You got it. All right. Coach Rhonda Mosier is the Glenwood Lady Demons get the big win, 32-26. And we'll take... just a minute to recap real quick. Jocelyn Spires with 8 points, six by Anna Shea, 4 points from Kenzie Winder. Johnson with a free throw. Matea Anawal with six. And that was it for Glenwood. But that was that big fourth quarter where they shut Summit down, held them to 2 points in that fourth quarter. And win at 32-26 to go to 7-0 in league, 12-6 overall. Summit falls to 5-2 and 9-8.
Yeah, on rebound wise, I mean, Shea led everybody on the rebounds with eight rebounds. Spires had an incredible six steals. You know, a big thing that kept Glenwood in this, even though they were having so much offensive trouble, is Summit ended up with 28 turnovers. I mean, they had more turnovers than they did points, and it was just amazing that they weren't able to capitalize on more of those. But finally, there at the end, was able to, you know, knock down some shots and pull it out. It was, boy, like you said, it was a heart pumper.
Yeah,
got you going a little bit.
And you didn't hear, but I asked her about halftime when she came out first. And then the girls came out a minute or two later. She goes, I wasn't real happy. So I wanted them to think about it and talk amongst themselves. I thought, that's good coaching.
As you say, I've done that trick before, which has been like, I got nothing to say to you guys unless you're going to get more into this game.
Yeah.
And you leave, and then you just sit there and you just hope and pray someone's going to step up and
exactly.
be a leader.
And they certainly did. Several players did. 32-26, the final. Glenwood, 7-0 now in league play. And... 12-6 overall. The boys game coming up in just a few minutes. We'll take a timeout. This is KMPS.